الرحمن الرحيم في السري بجد حديث من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned من خاف أدلج that person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or that person who fears in general here, this hadith is making inference towards fear but it's giving us a certain example, very beautiful example. That person who fears, what he's fearing the attack of the enemy late at night, and because of that fear of the attack of the enemy late at night, this person leaves early to reach his destination. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man khafa adlaj, or man adlaja balagha al-manzil. That person who leaves early, he will reach his destination. In other words, that fear propelled him, that fear motivated him to take some cause of action that will save him from the harm of that enemy, from the attack of that enemy. It propelled him to do something. So because of that, now he will reach his destination. And if you want the commodity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering, which is Jannat, then know that commodity is very expensive. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the second part of the hadith mentions that Allah inna sil'atallahi ghaliya, that commodity, that product that Allah ta'ala is offering is a very expensive product. Now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is hinting that something expensive, you need to take a higher cause of action. You need to do a greater cause of action. You need to do more for it. Something expensive, a person has to save up. Say a person wants to save up to go for Hajj. First time he's going for Hajj. Now he'll save for a few years to go. Why? Because it's costly to go. He'll save up, he'll make an effort, he'll do something, and then he'll go. So like that, if you want to go for, or you want the Jannah that Allah Ta'ala is offering, it's not something that's so cheap, you just relax, do nothing, enjoy life, and then suddenly think you're going to get Jannah. No, it doesn't work like that. You need to do something from yourself. You need to take a cause of action. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, what is this commodity? This commodity is Jannat. And ulama also explained further that how when a person leaves early to reach his destination, he left early, he took a certain cause of action out of fear for an enemy, like that there is another internal enemy. You need to take a cause of action, we all need to take a cause of action to save ourselves from an internal enemy. And what is that internal enemy? It is shaitan and nafs. Shaitan from the exterior, which we can't see, and the nafs from the interior. These two things are attacking us. So simultaneously, we need to be on guard. We also need to take a cause of action that will save us from shaitan and save us from nafs. So today we do a hadith also that speaks about fear, and fear also in a manner whereby a person will be so consumed by this fear on the day of Qiyamah. It's a scene that's being created, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. A person will be so consumed by fear that he won't have time to worry about other things. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يحشر الناس يوم القيامة حفاة عراة غرلا قلت يا رسول الله الرجال والنساء جميعا ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض قال يا عائشة الأمر أشد من أن يهمهم ذلك. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that on the day of Qiyamah people will be raised up barefooted, naked and uncircumcised. People will be raised up as like the original form, but now they will be raised up as adults, naked, barefooted and uncircumcised. Now look at the question of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sometimes from the question of a person you can understand the overriding concerns that they have. They were people of great haya, great modesty. So the first concern that came to her mind was, what's going to happen when you got men and women all on one plane? Will the men be able to see the woman and the woman be able to see the men? In other words, what will happen to our haya in that situation? So she asked, the first question she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will all the men and women not be looking at each other? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, O Aisha, the matter will be far too serious for them to be concerned with that. In other words, the matter, or far too serious, meaning the matter of Qiyamah. It will be so serious, that will be the overarching concern, the overwhelming, the overriding concern in every person's mind will be nafsi. What is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to me today? He'll have no time to even look at the next person and worry about the next person, what the person is wearing, how the person looks. That won't even be any concern. When this mind is preoccupied with fear, the person doesn't even have the time to worry even about his parents, even worry about his children. As we've seen in this COVID period that passed, how many people out of fear did not even want to attend the janazah of their own parents? People that were involved in the burial were explaining, That sometimes one, I'll give a few examples, that one person's mother passed away. And he says, my mother passed away, please take care, go fetch her from certain address and do whatever is necessary, just send me the account. Whatever the account is, I'll pay it. So this person who's there in the burial society, he says, I went and told that person, we need you to come. He said, I couldn't accept that the man doesn't want to go for his own mother's janazah. I couldn't understand how this could be happened. So he said, no, we need you to come to the hospital. We need a signature for you to release your mother. He said, like that when he came, I convinced him, now we need you to come to the Kabristan. Stand far if you want to stand far, but at least come for the janazah of your mother. So when the person's mind is over concerned with fear, and sometimes even the parents in this dunya, we're seeing examples of it, the person is becoming estranged from his parents. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the same scene that will happen on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. A man will flee away from his brother, he'll flee away from his mother, he'll flee away from his father. Imagine people that he was so close to. We've seen it happen in this world also. People didn't want to know. Even their close friends, their close relatives, nobody wanted to know. So when fear overtakes us, fear grips us, then our thinking and our mind also turns. We've got no time to worry about those things that a person would normally worry about under normal circumstances. There was a group of specialists, so they were mentioning that in this COVID period, that one of the things that could affect it the most in the human, that they seen or they experienced, was the mind. This could affect it the most. So I asked one of the specialists, I said, how do you explain that medically, that the mind got affected? Normally you talk about the sickness and a person can't breathe and this and that, but how do you explain that the mind got affected? You see, the mind of those that were sick and the mind of those that were not sick, both of them got affected. How do you explain that? So then when the specialist explained, he said it's called fear. When fear comes into a person, his behavior pattern changes. His behavior changes, how he reacts is differently. That's why you find in a motor vehicle, when a person goes through sudden panic, a panic situation, different people react differently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that a man reacts differently, a woman reacts differently in a panic situation. Therefore it is best, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that a man takes control of situations when there is panic. Not that the lady is put in a situation where she has to take control of a panic situation. Naturally Allah Ta'ala has made it different. So anyway, explains that the behavior pattern changed because of the people's mindset, because of the fear, the mindset had changed. So this is what, it just gives us a glimpse of what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. If so many people's minds change in this world, their behavior changed. Sometimes the people didn't, the person didn't want to come out of his house at all. He didn't want to meet anybody. He didn't want to speak to anybody. How the mind suddenly changed. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Can we picture that scene when the fear will be 1,000 times more than what fear we experience in this dunya? So much of fear a person will have on that day. How will his behavior change? Therefore we have to make a lot of dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the difficulty of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.